on this day with Gunners and Ali.
Let's check out what happened on this day for the 5th of March. And today, Mike Walsh, the Australian TV, radio host and businessman, is 82 years old. Paul Evans, the American singer-songwriter, is 82. He had a few massive hits back in the 80s.
Which were what?
Sitting in the Back Seat and Hello, This Is Joni.
What?
Never heard of him.
I don't remember those.
Murray Head, the UK singer and actor, had a big hit in 1970 with Superstar and One Night in Bangkok. He turned 74. Eddie Grant, the reggae singer-songwriter, hits include Electric Avenue and I Don't Wanna Dance. He's 72 today. Elaine Page, the English singer and actress, she was a big theatre actress. She's 72 today, most well known for her role as Grisabella in Cats, the original Broadway play. Craig Reed and Charlie Reed, aka The Proclaimers, they turned 58 today.
Charlie and Craig. I actually didn't know their names. There you go.
Danny Green, the Australian boxer and health and fitness trainer, is 47. Eva Mendes, the Cuban-American actress, is 46. Matt Lucas, the UK comedian, you know he has the show Little Britain, he's 46 as well. And Jake Lloyd, the US actor, played Anakin Skywalker in the 1999 Star Wars Phantom Menace. He's 31 today.
Now, I don't know if the term Iron Curtain is still in the public use anymore. It was kind of a Cold War phrase that was bandied around. It came from Winston Churchill, and he made that speech which put it into our awareness this day, 1946.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an iron curtain has descended across the continent.
Donald Bradman played in his final first-class cricket inning, scoring 30 runs for South Australia today in 1949.
Rex Hunt, the fishing guy, had his first show 82. It ran through till 2004. Kind of defined him, really, didn't it?
It did. In 1983, Bob Hawke was elected Prime Minister of Australia.
Remember this?
By 1990, no Australian child will be living in poverty.
I don't, because I was only 5 years old.
The Boy from Oz. Stage musical on the life of Peter Allen. Premiered Sydney, 1998. It toured the country for a little bit and then went overseas.
Yeah, it did. Todd McKinney first did the role in Australia and then Hugh Jackman debuted it on Broadway, which actually made his career. And in 2002, Ansett's last flight, AN152, touched down in Sydney from Perth, 6:45 a.m.
That's what happened this day, Thursday, 5th of March.